بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبعد. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our salah with the jama'atul muslimin inshaAllah. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala continue to guide us and to increase our iman and make our qibla in our direction the masjid inshaAllah. Brothers and friends, our honorable ustad and the imam, Maulana Burhan Sahib, has asked me to say a few words or mention one hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There's so much that comes to mind at this point in time, but being the beginning of the new year, the academic new year, and I think, mashaAllah, looking at a lot of the masajid notice boards and perhaps receiving WhatsApp messages and emails, there's a lot of encouragement around the aspect of education and ta'aleem, especially the maktab, the after-school education system. I just got back a few days ago, alhamdulillah, from Albania. And there's a great revival of the makatib and the after-school maktab systems, which is based on the model that we have, like in South Africa, for example. And something amazing that I learned whilst I was there for the few days was that there are parents, and you have to understand that they have come out of communism 50 to 60 years, and that's an entire chapter on its own as to how they preserve their deen, as to how they manage to live. When we spoke to some people who are 80, 85 years old, and the brother says that I recall so clearly that masajid were being destroyed like it was a game. So much comes to mind, but we visited some of the makatib and some of those madrasas, and alhamdulillah, in one of them we went, there was a sister, a grandmother, a lady who was 80 years old, and she hadn't missed for 2 years madrasa. And she was ill the day we were there. It was extremely cold, a little bit of snow. And yet, she is saying through the translator that I love this deen and this education so much that, see, I'm ill, but alhamdulillah, I will not miss this madrasa for anything. And the unique thing I noticed, and when I left, I told some of our friends, I said, did you notice how the sister was sitting? She sat for that entire duration that we were there, she sat in the tashahud position, with utmost respect. Alcohol more easily drank than water. We've got kids and young boys and girls who tell us that their parents hit them, shout at them, stop them from coming to the madrasa. And this is the desire, this is the love that they have, that they want to come. So all I can say is that our deen, our link to the masjid, and never taking what we have for granted. It is the beginning of the academic new year, as we said, that if we haven't made any arrangements for the ta'aleem of ourselves as adults, for our children, as youth, for our sisters, as sisters and mothers, then inshallah, I leave you and I hope to inspire myself and you that there are people out there who are 80 years old who are going to maktab. And they are not shy to read the Quran. We said, sister, grandmother, read for us. And she was happy to read. She was proud to say that I know some of the Quran. This brother Jamal tells us that his father, he recalls his father having a box and burying it underground, and it was covered, and from time to time he would take it out and he had a copy of the Quran and he would teach it to them and bury it again. Subhanallah, nikah, Maulana Sahib, in Ramadan they would come and they would force feed them just to make sure that you are not fasting. They would hold a cigarette in the hand, just to, without it being lit, just to act that I'm about to smoke a cigarette in case the police officer sees me. And we don't have that stress. We don't have that pressures. We have the facilities and all the systems are in place so beautifully laid out for us. May Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala make us from the shakirin insha'Allah. And a way to show Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala that we are from the shakirin. We genuinely love our deen. There's a brother who said, I am 5,000% I'm a Muslim, but I don't know the kalima. Another person has driven out Christian missionaries from the village, but believe it or not, he is like an atheist Muslim. Like, I'm a Muslim, but I don't really believe. But any other deen comes here, I will kick them out. It is amazing. So may Allah make us from the shakirin, insha'Allah, and grant us that true love for our deen and our iman, and for our masajid, our makatib, and the systems that we have, that we may, insha'Allah al-Aziz, benefit from it, and make it a means of benefit to our awlad, our children. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserve iman in our generations, insha'Allah.